Hi, I'm Becky Burrows, and you are listening to Leadership Becomes Her, where we provide simple, strategic solutions for Christian women who lead. In today's episode, I'm going to continue the conversation about credibility, because I'm just not convinced we think about our credibility enough. We think about our likability, we think about our duties and tasks and getting the right people on the team, we think about our vision and goals and objectives, but more and more, I encounter leaders who admit that they just don't think about their credibility that much. And if we're not thinking about it, chances are it needs some work. So I'm going to cut to the chase and share 5 dead giveaways that you're not a credible leader so that you can take an honest look at your credibility. Because if you are inadvertently doing things that are killing your credibility, it's going to cause you major problems down the road, if not already. Let's dive in to today's episode. Hey, friend, are you a people-pleasing, conflict-avoiding leader? Is your secret relationship with fear affecting your leadership decisions? Do you want to learn how to build credibility and confidence or to navigate difficult conversations? Do you long to manage your time without sacrificing your family or self-care? Welcome to Leadership Becomes Her. I'm Becky Burrows, your host and a minister and life and leadership coach with over 50 years experience in leadership. Now, I firmly believe God has given you everything you need to lead well. You have the toolbox. You just need to learn how to use the tools. So get comfy or start a mindless task. You know how to pause or rewind if you need to. Let's get started. In last week's episode, I posed the question, how credible are you? Because credibility is when others trust your leadership. It begins with the snap judgments people make, those first impressions that include how you dress, how you carry yourself, your eye contact, the expression on your face, your handshake, and it carries over to how you listen, how thoughtfully you respond, the tone of your voice, but it doesn't stop there. Over time, your credibility is built by your value system, those habits that are important to you, like leading by example, clear communication, holding yourself as well as others accountable, fairness, consistency, following through on your promises, honesty, and this next one is very important, how you demonstrate that you trust those under your leadership. This includes your ability to delegate, to empower and equip others. And as I was thinking about the opposite of these characteristics, which are the credibility killers, I came across an article in Forbes magazine written almost 10 years ago by a man named Mike Wyatt, who at that time was the chairman of N2 Growth, an organization committed to finding and developing the world's best leaders. His article is entitled, 5 Dead Giveaways You're Not a Credible Leader. He states that getting a leadership position is easier than keeping it. In fact, he asserts that keeping a position of leadership is about one thing, your credibility as a leader. And as I mentioned in last week's episode, credibility is earned. So you have either earned it or you haven't. You either have credibility or you don't. Your credibility in leadership is important, even if you resist the idea that you are a leader. Even if you're a reluctant leader, one who didn't seek the position, but it was thrust upon you. Once you accept the responsibility of leadership, you must also accept that your credibility is also your responsibility. Having credibility is essential to leading well because leadership without credibility is at best ineffective. It can even be dangerously toxic. And because credible leadership hinges on trust, your credibility becomes your currency. When you have credibility as a leader, you can move mountains because you are supported by a team of people who believe in you and trust your leadership. When you have failed to earn credibility, your leadership is ineffective. So here are the 5 dead giveaways that Wyatt suggests that indicate that your credibility is at risk, along with my interpretation of each giveaway. Number 1, you don't live in the real world. You cannot lead without being engaged and aware. So how much time do you spend behind your desk versus walking the halls, engaging those who work for you, getting to know them and their responsibilities, finding out what matters to them, seeing how you can best support them. Isolation is one of the great enemies of leadership. It puts credibility at risk. Leaders who sequester themselves develop a narrow worldview, and it begins to limit options. One of the responsibilities of leadership is to develop other leaders. You can't do that in a vacuum. In order to know how to develop other leaders, you have to know them. You have to know what they're good at, what they enjoy doing, what they want to learn how to do. This is just as true about your volunteers as it is about people who are paid to work for you. If you're in ministry or nonprofit, those organizations are about people. It's not enough to get tasks done. You must be not only about the people you serve, but about the people who serve alongside you. Let's say you're a children's minister or a student minister. If you sit in your office during the week, planning events and activities for the kids in your ministry, but you don't know the families, you haven't taken the time to learn about them, how they're doing, what their challenges are, the demands for their time, and then you wonder why no one signed up for this great event you planned, it's because you're not living in the real world. And if you're not living in the real world, this is a dead giveaway that your credibility is at risk. Number two, you don't listen. The fastest way to kill credibility is to live in a bubble, to fail to listen to those who can make you better. Being a leader doesn't mean that you know everything, but it does mean that you should have the wisdom to seek sound advice and counsel. Incredible leaders don't selectively listen. Their listening switch is always flipped on. They listen not just to a small inner circle, but they listen to those that confront, that challenge, that stretch and develop them. True wisdom doesn't seek opposition. It seeks only opportunity. And opportunity is best gained by a heightened sense of awareness that comes from wide-ranging and intelligent listening. Remember this, the rigidity of a closed mind is the first step in limiting opportunity. Number three, you treat people poorly. If you want to watch your credibility go up in smoke, it's not that hard to do. Just be a jerk. Be hard to talk to. Make others walk on eggshells around you. Be defensive, argumentative, overreact. A leader's first obligation is to those they lead. There is no mission, no ministry, no platform, no purpose, no vision, no process, no system, no program, no budget that is more important than people. People first. Put your energy into people. Put your time into people. Put your focus on people. Without people, you have nothing to lead. When you place things and concepts and goals and objectives above the people you lead, you have failed as a leader. Number four, you're not accountable. Almost nothing kills the credibility of a leader faster than attempting to dodge an issue rather than deal with it. Wyatt says that leaders not accountable to their people will be held accountable by their people. We have too many people in leadership positions who can't or won't accept responsibility for anything. Leadership is about accountability, not blame shifting. Leadership is ownership. Accepting responsibility for your actions or the actions of your team makes you honorable and trustworthy. It also humanizes you. People don't want the talking head of a politician for a leader. They want someone they can connect to and relate with. They not only want someone they trust, but someone who trusts them as well. Number five, you don't perform. Nothing smacks of poor credibility like a lack of performance. Nobody's perfect, but leaders who consistently fail are not leaders, no matter how much you wish they were. You are what your track record says you are, unless you prove otherwise. Real leaders perform. They get the job done. They consistently exceed expectations. No results equals no leadership. It's just that simple. Simply put, leaders do what you say you will do. Don't just listen and nod along. Take action when action is needed. Your team is watching. They come to you with a concern and you agree that it's a problem. They will walk away from the conversation believing that you, as the leader, are going to do something about it. And when you don't, and then after some time passes and they've circled back around to check where you are on the solution to the problem and you still do nothing, part of your credibility will walk out the door with them as they head back to their office, once again discouraged because you listened, but you didn't take action. So for those of you who don't think about your credibility that much, I hope this has given you something to think about. And in case you have identified something in your own credibility that needs work, I've got you covered. Next week, I'm going to share my blueprint for repairing your credibility. My next leadership boot camp for women in ministry starts in April of 2024, and it fills up fast. So go to our website, leadershipbootcampforwomeninministry.com, to learn more and register. I want to help you build a solid foundation upon which your leadership can stand tall. Hey, let's do this again next week. It is my prayer that this podcast inspired you, blessed you, or made you think. If so, please share it with a friend, subscribe, and please leave a review. Hey, I want to connect with you. Follow me on Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn. Send me a DM or email me at hello@beckyburrows.com. If you are a Christian woman who leads and you are interested in one of my leadership boot camps for women in ministry, this is a 4-week workshop, or becoming part of a Kairos cohort, year-long group coaching, send me a DM or an email for more information. We'll talk soon.